Okay, well, welcome back to Pastor's Roundtable. And I'm sure that given that this is going to come out on the Monday after we are able to re-engage in in-person worship, the question on most people's minds is, how do we think it went? They want to know, especially I think probably from Derek, how was it that he felt in-person worship went? And of course, we don't know, because actually we're recording this on Wednesday. We pre-produce a lot of our material. We don't have anybody full-time who does this, and so it's really our interns that are editing and producing a lot of our content right now. We have to give them a few days of lead time. Just as a quick aside, if you see the interns anytime, if it's on a Zoom meeting or when you return to worship or whatever, you know, give them a distant high five for all the wonderful work that they've been doing in this season. And Rachel McIntosh, our intern to communications, how wonderful she's been doing. So shout out to that group and to her. But we record these the Wednesday before, so it gives them a couple of days to get this done along with our videos and daily devos and all that good stuff. So we can't really answer the question how it went, our return to in-person worship, and we'll pick that question up next week. So we'll be in 2 weeks by then. So instead, we have in the roundtable today David Lawton, Brian Bolt, and Derek Thomas. We are missing Gabe Fleur, and we miss him dearly, but he is on vacation. And it is vacation season. So I thought we might keep this one lighthearted, and we might talk about vacations. Where has been your favorite vacation, maybe a least favorite vacation? What kind of vacations do you like, or what kind of vacations don't you like? Just give our listeners a chance to know a little bit more about their pastors. So vacations, Derek, do you want to start us off?
Yeah. Hello, Josh. You're not even in the same building as me. This is a below the belt sort of question, because we were supposed to be on a cruise this month in the Norwegian fjords. And we chose this cruise because it also goes to Belfast, where I lived for 16 years. And I thought it would be the coolest thing ever to dock in the dock at Belfast and to get off in a city that I know really well. I mean, I thought that would be really cool. Mm. But, of course, none of that is happening. And so we don't have any plans for vacation this summer. But if you were to ask my children, I think I could guarantee what their answer would be. When they were in their early teens, I'm guessing, you know, 13 and 11 or 14 and 12 or somewhere around there, we hired a canal boat in England and went for a week through the canals.
Wow.
And we slept on the boat and ate on the boat, and occasionally we parked the thing and went to a pub that was beside the canal and had some lunch. But the children loved the whole process of the locks, so that the boats would go up or down depending on where we were. And sometimes there would be a series of maybe three or four locks, and they just loved the whole thing. And ducks kept landing on the roof of the boat, and it was, you know, they still talk about it, and it's 40 years, or no, it's 30 years ago now. So, but being a preacher and being a conference speaker has taken me to all kinds of places. You know, Brazil, New Zealand, Korea, India, South Africa, you know, Switzerland, Canada. So I mean, I could go on and on. And so they're not really vacations, but sometimes, for example, in Switzerland, I would speak at a church retreat for a week, and then they'd give me a stipend for that, and we would use that stipend to stay an extra week and just take those trains into the Swiss Alps. And I think that's probably the most beautiful thing that I've ever seen ever anywhere, the Swiss Alps. I would love to go there in winter, but every time I've been there, it's in the summer.
That sounds fantastic. Now, I will say, you're talking about like this being a low blow. just so that everybody knows, when you go on a cruise, I receive pictures almost daily.
Yeah, I love doing that.
I am in the blazing hot here in Colombia, where it's a million degrees with 1,000% humidity. And I get pictures of Derek and Rosemary in these beautiful, wonderful places, buffets that are filled to the brim with food, right? So,
love it.
Turnabout's fair play, my friend.
When will all that return? I'm not sure.
Okay, how about you, Brian? Favorite vacation spot or favorite vacation you've ever been on, least favorite, whatever?
Well, I'm going to take a slightly different route, Josh, and talk about my least favorite. So,
awesome.
About 3 years ago, my family was scheduled for a trip to North Myrtle Beach to spend a week with my dad there. And we were so looking forward to that. But Hurricane Harvey had other plans. He was bearing down pretty hard on the Carolinas after making landfall down near Texas. And we had put the kids to bed at night at my in-law's house, which is not far from the beach. We were going to go to the beach the next day. So we were watching the weather, and everybody, all the experts expected Harvey to slam Myrtle Beach the next day. So we decided that we would forego that excitement and that we would head back home. And home happened to be in Tennessee at the time. So we just put the kids to bed, and we had to wake them up and stick them in the car and head back on the 11-hour drive to Fayetteville during the middle of the night. And that was a long and disappointing drive, but we felt like we were doing the right thing. You know, we were playing it safe, being responsible. It wasn't until we got home in the early morning the next day that we turned on the weather and we realized Harvey has taken a left turn, and he is headed west and is now bearing down on, you guessed it, Middle Tennessee. So Harvey had essentially followed us home to Tennessee. So,
wow.
So we sat indoors exhausted for the next 24 hours. And as the rain and the wind battered our house and we thought of all that beach fun that we were missing, it occurred to us at that point that, yeah, we've officially bottomed out here. This is the worst Bolt family vacation ever. So. But if we had our druthers, we had our preference, we love to go to North Myrtle Beach and spend time as a family just chilling, love to read and relax and spend time with the kids. And maybe a close second is the mountains of North Carolina in the fall, especially going to the apple orchard, driving through windy roads with the beautiful colors in their leaves. So that's probably, those two are probably our ideal vacation outings. So here's to hoping that our vacation plans turn out much, much better this year.
Amen. Now that sounds miserable. And I do have to admit, like, as a Delta boy, a guy who grew up in the Delta, I had no access to either ocean or mountain. And so being in a place where you are like two and a half hours from either one of those is absolutely amazing to me. I've been here 6 years and it still floors me that I can get to either one and it is breathtakingly beautiful.
You are so right. We are strategically placed.
Amen. I mean, okay, David Lawton, how about you? Favorite, least favorite, favorite destination?
Thanks, Josh. I'll mention a favorite destination that's been a kind of a long-term pattern at a wonderful place for our family and for Ann's family over the years. It's in northern Michigan. It's cool. It's right on the lake on Little Traverse Bay, so there's great swimming. Our kids, every year we would go to Harbor Springs, Michigan. Kids would play in the lake and in the springs, and just a beautiful, cool, relaxing atmosphere, wonderful places to ride bikes and just be together. Ann's great grandfather bought some land from the Native Americans, the Indians that were there. Mm. And it was on that land that they built a family cottage that had been in the family for over 125 years.
Wow.
Just a great, wonderful place. But perhaps next to northern Michigan, as some of you may know, Ann was in Atlanta with her mother for the last 3 months helping her. And she returned this past Thursday.
Praise the Lord.
And whisked her away. We went to the mountains of North Carolina, which is a favorite place for Ann and I to go to get away in the cool and the enjoyment. Did some hiking and just had a wonderful, relaxing time. So those are two great vacation areas that we have enjoyed over the years.
Praise the Lord. You know, when I first got here, people would talk about going to the mountains, and I didn't know what you did in the mountains. Like, I had a sense of what you did at the beach. You went to the beach, and you got in the ocean, and you built sandcastles, and you did all those things. But what do you do when you go to the mountains? And so I had to have people educate me, like, what do you do in the mountains? I love it now. Go up, and you hike, and it's cool, and just some of the greenery, and some of the, just the vistas that you get to see. Absolutely amazing. But I was such a greenhorn on this whole thing. I had to have some people educate me on how to have a competent mountain vacation.
Yeah, the mountains really are lovely. We had originally planned later in the summer to take kind of a lifelong vacation. Ann's mother had a dream to go to the Canadian Rockies. Well, the border to Canada is still closed for non-essential travel, and we think that's out for a vacation this year. But we look forward to that perhaps 1 year in the future.
That's amazing. That sounds like it'll be a ton of fun. So I think if you were to ask me a favorite vacation, it would probably be similar to something that Derek said. It would be the Alps. A couple of years ago, as some listeners know, I was engaged by the Army to do some chaplain training, to train chaplains on a particular set of material that I developed. And so for a couple of years, got to really travel the world, got to go to Tokyo and got to go to Germany and got to go to a number of places doing this training. Well, so we were scheduled to go to a place in Germany that is in the shadow of the largest, tallest peak in Germany, the Zugspitz. And then on the eve of that training, it got canceled. And it got canceled for everybody and budgetary stuff or whatever. However, they had already paid for our kind of hotel expenses and our airfare and the rental car. So Melanie and I got to go over to Germany for 4 or 5 days with no real agenda. The only thing we really had to pay for was our food. And it was absolutely amazing. So we flew into Munich and spent a day in downtown Munich. And then we went to Salzburg. And then we went to that little area by the Zugspitz, and then ended up back in Munich because we had to fly out the next day. And man, the vistas, the just the beauty, the grand beauty of the Alps and kind of old world Europe. We got to go to my very first castle. I mean, you know, I'm 40 years old and got to go to Europe for the first time. It was absolutely amazing. The other thing was is that it was the first vacation Melanie and I had, just the two of us, golly, I want to say in over a decade. And it was really nice just to reconnect with Melanie and just to have time that was just the two of us. And, you know, we love our kids, love them, love them, love them. They have been such a blessing. But every once in a while, you just need couple time to reconnect. So that was wonderful. So that's probably my favorite vacation that we've ever been on. Regularly, every summer, we try to go either to the beach or to the mountains with family. And that's something we and the kids look forward to every year. But that Germany Alps vacation was just unbelievable. I think I've asked all of you guys to pray at certain points, so why don't I close us in prayer this time? Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for giving us moments of respite where we can take time away and we can be restored and refreshed. And we know that that is a gift that you give us as a good, loving Heavenly Father, that you care about your people and you care about your creation. And we appreciate, Lord, that when we look out on things like grand mountains or vast beaches, we are stunned by the beauty of the creation that you have made. Lord, would you help our hearts at times like this, when we take time away, that would not just be about us and it would not just be about restoring us in our mental state, in our relationships, but spiritually, that as we engage and see these things, that it would be a reminder of you and that it would encourage our very souls. Lord, ask that now, as we return to in-person worship and we make the next few steps, whatever that looks like, that you would be with us there. So many who are eager to return to in-person fellowship, and even those who are a little scared, would you be with them? Lord, would you bring comfort and mercy? And would you do all of this in such a way that is undeniably you at work, that you may get all the glory and all the honor? We love you and pray this in your Son's name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you, gentlemen, and I'll see you next week.
Okay. Take care.
Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.